Track 15. And now the final piece in the magazine, The Last Bird. Flora and friends have been hitting the high and low notes this month.
Chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken, I want one for my tea. Oh, I haven't had an egg since Easter, and now it's 3:30. So, chick, 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 chicken.
We're having a quiet one. Well, when I say quiet, I mean noisy. We like to sing a bit, chicken style, and we have exquisite voices. I'm happy to tell you. Mine is the best, of course. I like the big old show tunes, ones where you can really stretch your neck and empty your lungs. Daisy is, I'd say, a tenor. She's got plenty of volume and can hold a good long note, but between us she does honk a bit like a trainee goose. Big Myrtle is actually the quietest of us, tending to warble with a bit of a low chirrup. Not sure that Curls and the Beard fully appreciate the talents on show here, especially early in the morning. A slightly dishevelled Beard comes out of the coop one morning during an especially rousing tune from Daisy, Ness and Dorma, I think, and certainly none shall sleep when she gets going, and stands there, hands on hips. "What's wrong with you?" he asked Daisy. "You're not a cockerel. It's 6:30 on a Sunday morning." Oh, he's a bit peevish. I suspect he's had a bit of a tin ear. Daisy is a bit offended and stalks off, muttering something about ungrateful Philistine, and you wouldn't say that to Pavarotti. We like a bit of a sing-song around laying time as well, especially if Big Myrtle is hogging the nest and we need a bit of a distraction. Note that I say the nest, not the nest box. You see, after Isabel went off to the big coop in the sky, we were a bit discombobulated. We milled about for a bit and felt a bit out of sorts. It's a big deal to contemplate mortality, even for a chicken, and we wondered if we might look up and see her standing there with a beak full of grass. But no. "They're in mourning for their lost friend," says Curls to the Beard as they watch us. "That must be why they've stopped laying." "Well, that's all very fine and dandy, but we haven't stopped at all. The other day, Beard went out on one of his half-hearted garden tidy-ups, which involved taking one pile of old wood, paving slabs and so on, clearing away a few weeds and moving the rubbish to a new spot. When he does that this time, he opens up a little space, a hidey-hole under an old pallet. Ironic, I know, given his love of pallets. And so we squirrel in here and lay our eggs in a nice, cool, shady spot. The only hazard is that it is under a holly tree, so you do have to be a bit careful where you settle. Sit on one of those old dried-up holly leaves and your comb will stand up straight for a week, let me tell you. Eventually, though, we're rumbled, and probably that's a good thing. There's a dozen eggs in there, and space is getting a bit tight. But rather than do the usual and block it off, Beard has just taken out some of the spikiest leaves and left us to it. What a man! I'll compose a special song as a token of our gratitude. Flora and Daisy and Big Myrtle were rescued and rehomed by the Wotton Branch of Fresh Start for Hens, and it's all imagined by Dominic Castle.